Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily Bible reading. Today we're looking at the Gospel of John, and we'll be picking up in John chapter 1 and a little bit from John chapter 2. As I mentioned previously, this dovetails nicely with our emphasis for the month of November here at church, is the Gospel of John, where I encourage everybody in the congregation to read or listen to one chapter, just one chapter a day, and then ask the question, who is this Jesus? Or, who's the Jesus that John presents to us here? What is particularly special about Jesus in this chapter? And so we'll have a little bit from chapter 1 and a little bit from chapter 2. That covers our Bible reading for Sunday and Monday. And then tomorrow, we'll look at a little bit of John chapter 3, a little bit of John chapter 4. And then we'll be on track for a chapter a day through November 24th. Anyway, here goes. We'll look at the very first portion of the Gospel of John, beginning in John chapter 1, verse 1 and following. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him everything was made, and without him not one thing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light is shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as an eyewitness to testify about the light so that everyone would believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The real light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, yet his own people did not accept him. But to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. They were born not of blood, or of the desire of the flesh, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. We have seen his glory, the glory he has as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him. He cried out, "This was the one I spoke about when I said, 'The one coming after me outranks me, because he existed before me.' For out of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, who is close to the Father's side, has made him known." And we'll pause there. We'll take a little section from chapter 2 in just a couple of minutes. But one of the things that you have to recognize about the Gospel of John is that he uses very simple terms. The Greek is very simple as well. This is John, the twin brother of James, the two sons of Zebedee. And, they've got the nickname Boanerges, sons of thunder, for especially related to that time when the Samaritan village had rejected Jesus because he was on his way to Jerusalem. And James and John speak up and say, "Do you want us to call down fire from heaven on them, sons of thunder?" Perhaps a little bit rash or impetuous or energetic, or maybe with a little bit of a temper. Anyway, John, the gospel writer John, also wrote the letters of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. So he's actually the second most popular author, human author, of the New Testament, as far as we know. And so here in the beginning, even though he's writing with very simple terms, the phrasing and the words and the ideas, most of all, that he presents here are packed with meaning. First of all, in the beginning, it sounds like, am I in the book of Genesis or am I in the book of John? It's a very clear allusion to the book of Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, a parallel to in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the point here is that Jesus has always been. Here he is. He's God. He's divine. He's the second person in the Trinity. He has no beginning and no end. He is eternally begotten of the Father. Now, what that actually means and how that plays out in practice is this relationship between Father and Son. where the Father, the first person of the Trinity, is called the Father, and the Son is called the Son. And those are the terms that the Bible uses for itself, and so that's what we stick with. But here in the opening verses of John, we see the ideas of life and light, and the light is shining in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. And those ideas really play out and come around again and again throughout the rest of the Gospel of John, that the light shines in the darkness, that the darkness wants to stop the light, that the light is life, and that light of life again and again runs into the darkness of death, and the light of life wins. And it all kind of comes around to this one big idea that finds its counterpart at the close of the book, is that here at the beginning of the book, we've got Jesus pictured for us as being with God in the very beginning, obviously because he is God, you know, second person in the Trinity. But the emphasis is that he who is with God comes to be with us, so that at the end of the book, we who are here on earth, who have had Jesus come to be with us, are promised to hear that we will be brought to be with him. And so that's kind of the drama, or the plot, you might even say, of the Gospel of John, of this rescue mission of bringing light and life and gathering the light and life together, and the followers together around that light and life. And then in John chapter 2 is the other part we're going to be looking at today. John chapter 2 records for us this first little glimmer of light after the kind of introductory interactions with John the Baptist and the first disciples. And about 3 days after that is where we pick up John chapter 2. 3 days later, there's a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with you and me? My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." 6 stone water jars, which the Jews use for ceremonial cleansing, were standing there, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." And they did. When the master of the banquet tasted the water that had now become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the banquet called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the guests have had plenty to drink, then the cheaper wine. But you saved the good wine until now." This, the beginning of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother, brothers, and disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. And so this first miracle that we have, among all the things that could be said, let's start at the most simple, that he who is life and who is light, he chooses to reveal his power in the most ordinary of ways. And yes, a miracle is an extraordinary event, but he doesn't reveal his power and his glory and his light and his life in some sort of flashy display. The only people who know what happened were the servants who drew out that 120 to 180 gallons, let's just say 150 gallons of water. And they've got it standing there, and in the interim, Jesus isn't even present when the water is changed. He's, you know, maybe across the room or something like that, and he reveals his glory. And you notice a couple of things to draw out. Verse 11. This is the beginning of his miraculous signs, the first of his miracles, and in this way, he revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. That Jesus could do, he has the power to do all sorts of miracles, and yet he still has a saving focus where he wants to assure and reassure his disciples that he is worthy of their trust, and that he is one who can be trusted, and one who is worthy to be trusted. He reveals his glory to them in this hidden way, this simple way. But look at this place and this setting, this you know, this funeral, not a funeral, it's a wedding, this wedding that would maybe be overlooked in the pages of history. We don't know much about it, except for the fact that it's recorded for us in the Bible here. And it's a regular, everyday event. It's a rather big event, but it's kind of part of everyday life. People get married, just like later in the book, people get buried. But he who created marriage, he who officiated at the first marriage, now starts his ministry by demonstrating his blessing to marriage, and by demonstrating that he who has come into the world from God himself is here in a very tangible way. And he's here not to just talk about esoteric realities and far off heaven that you will someday inhabit. He's concerned about the everyday occurrences of your life, even things like, hey, we ran out of wine, and Jesus makes 150 more gallons of wine for this wedding reception that was going on for an entire week. See, Jesus cares so much that he wants to provide his blessing on this wedding, and he wants to encourage the joyful celebration of this wedding, which he himself had created. And so what do we see? Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? Chapter 1, we see that Jesus is God himself come into the world, and he will be rejected. But chapter 2, even though we know that he will be rejected, he still takes delight in providing blessing to his people. You can find us Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., and Sunday morning, 9 a.m., at 2250 South Holland Savinia Road in Maumee. I am hopeful that the road construction outside of our church will be completed this week. Looks like they've started paving way up at the north end. And I'm hopeful, and it's lots to pray about, that hopefully that can conclude this week and we can get back to our regular traffic pattern. Anyway, check out the show notes to find a church nearby, or find us on Instagram at Raised with Jesus. God bless your day.